Bits and pieces of important medical information from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is here courtesy of his own creative mind, the work he does at his clinic in Salt Lake City. He's a Nook chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner, understands your gut. Okay, now, the overwhelming interest that we have in things at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are a lot of people who go there every week to get the podcast. You got another one on the flu. So how many altogether do you have on the flu? Didn't you do a series last year or when you first got started on the flu?
Yes. Every time the season rolls around, we kick out one or two on the flu.
Right.
And because of the seriousness of the current season, the latest one, it's a little longer. This is probably one of the longest podcasts we've ever done, but it's the flu, how to avoid it, what to do if you get it, and how to get over it quickly.
Mm-hmm. There and are lots will, of stats. A lot of younger women. We've had more people die this year, I think, of flu-related diseases. And a lot of them are unexplained. That is, how do they get the flu, and how is it they can't ward it off by having a strong immune system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you have a response to that.
Yes, and it's very detailed, but it's for the person, the man or woman on the street, that they can understand this stuff. It's not that difficult. It's not that complicated.
All right. So that's what's at the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you get a lot of information. Yeah, the symptom survey that Jack has for people to go in, his concierge medical opportunities for those of you, no matter where you are, to get help anytime you want it. Sign up for that after you take the symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are also, I wonder, and I think sometimes the question has come up, Jack, as to the benefits of taking, for example, you have a formula, an enzymatic formula, long life energy enzymes that you and Mary have developed. And one wonders sometimes, do you take those instead of, let's say we are talking about balance of nature and how they help those vegetables and fruits that are part of their system, how they help enhance your immune system. Is the enzyme supposed to enhance your immune system or deal with what's in your gut?
Well, the enzymes, you know, like the balance of health, you're going to get serious levels of vitamins and enzymes and minerals in those things, mm-hmm. and which will definitely enhance your body's immune response. The enzymes, on the other hand, are completely different. What they do is help to complete the digestive process when you take these things or you're eating any other food, because as we get older, we have less strength of the stomach acid, we have less potent digestive enzymes that our pancreas makes. So these are an assist and a kick in the backside to get full digestion to take place, because when you do that, all the things that you think that are in the food actually can be broken down into their constituent parts, get through the wall of the gut into the bloodstream where they belong. Whereas a weak digestive system, a lot of what you think you're getting from your food is just going to go right on through because it's not fully broken down. And that's what the enzymes do, breaks down everything that you eat.
All right. So you'll want to have those as part of your daily routine. And if I might evaluate your health in a very simple way, you're not like most other Americans. That is, you don't get enough fruit. You don't get enough vegetable input. It's key. Having more fruits and vegetables, key in getting all the natural vitamins your body needs. At Balance of Nature, they add more fruits and vegetables to your daily diet. Their whole food supplements, both fruits and vegetables, several natural health products. They also have a fiber and spice product that's very good. Whole food supplementation. Jack will tell you how important that is to have your immune system working on all 8 cylinders or all 10 cylinders or all 12 cylinders. Depends on how big your engine is, but you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
You need real nutrition. You get 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables in a day by supplementing with the veggies and the fruit. They're each in separate capsules. Take one of each in the morning and one of each at night, and you will have, through supplementation, given your body the perfect combination of the fiber and the things that you need in your system to make the body ward off things like we're talking about here. Give your body every chance, no matter what, every chance you can to really have a chance to stay healthy through the winter months. I think that's really the bottom line message.
Well, absolutely. Jack. And why are fruits, why are vegetables necessary? Why do we have to eat those things? Grandma said, finish those vegetables. Kids have a propensity to eat more fruit than vegetable because fruit has an awful lot of sugar in it. But these, you know, you're not going to build muscles with broccoli, and you're not going to run faster with strawberries. But these things have minerals in them, and they have vitamins in them, and they have enzymes and cofactors inside of them that help the body cleanse itself, to purify itself, to detoxify itself, so that the other things that we eat that build the body are even that much more effective. And a lot of people, you know, the standard recommendation of this many servings of vegetables or this many servings of fruit often go unheard or unheeded. And what a wonderful way to be able to supplement the effect that these things have in helping the body to constantly clean itself out and provide vitamins and minerals than to take something like Nature's Balance.
Nature's Balance. Fruits and vegetables will boost your immune system over 700% when you take it regularly over the course of the first month and keep it where it needs to be. So check out all of their testimonials at balanceofnature.com and order the product, balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Save money. As a matter of fact, the first month is a free supply when you use the code DJV. So get at it right now. Make sure your body is really working the way you want it to. Go to balanceofnature.com, order the fruits and veggies using the promo code DJV. All right, so we're working our way through the information that Jack has, all the various things that are important in the world of medicine. It's food, though. It's what you put in your body. I want to underscore that. I know you've done a number of podcasts on that. We talk about supplements all the time. Supplements are great. They're necessary because we acknowledge that people are not eating well. But the food that you put in your body, I noticed that Target is now introducing a kombucha line. What does kombucha do? Why is this the craze?
Well, it's loaded with probiotics. It's loaded with helping bacteria. And it's derived from a particular kind of mushroom, and then you ferment that, and then you for the most part, filter a lot of that out of it. And you let it just ferment for a period of time, a week, 2 weeks. Well, you know,
it really tastes awful.
I enjoy it. I didn't like it at first because there's very low sugar content. Mm-hmm. But I like the carbonation that's in there. And there's different flavors, and the flavors, I have to admit, are rather subtle.
Yeah.
But it's loaded with probiotics, and especially if you're drinking it on an empty stomach, that fluid's going to go through the stomach so fast into the gut where those probiotics can go and grow and ferment inside of you even further to help balance the microbiome that's in the gut. A lot of people who start using things, and kombucha's not cheap. A can of soft drinks is a lot cheaper than a bottle of kombucha.
Well, but that's not, we're not looking to, I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody, it's foolish to think that this is not a thirst quencher. This is really food.
Yes.
From what I can figure, looking at it, there's a blueberry grape product, for example, 70 calories in a bottle. It's a 15-ounce bottle. 17 grams of sugar, 15 of which are added sugar, 3% juice from concentrate. Health Aid's California grape drink has 80 calories, 6 grams of sugar, 10% cold press. So sometimes you wonder, some kombuchas are better than others. Maybe it's kind of like...
Well, you still want to look at the carbohydrate content, and you want to find out what company has made it and get online and research them a little bit, because like anything else that's terribly unregulated, like mm-hmm. this kind of a market is, there's right. always going to be somebody who's going to make a cheaper product, throw in a little bit more sugar to appeal to that part of your taste buds.
It's like the whole organic thing. Organic isn't what it was. As it got started, it really isn't.
Well, didn't I see something in the news recently with either Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola? One of them are going to start making a flavored mineral water.
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
they are now already. They're already doing it.
Yeah, that's kind of where the direction things are going. And I'll tell you, it won't be long once they examine and research the market. They'll probably put out a line of kombucha. Which can make it at home. You can make it at home really cheap.
Really? Which U.S. city do you think buys the most kombucha?
Santa Monica.
No, that's a good guess, though. Portland, Oregon. Buys on average 78 times more than any other place. Portland is a lot. Seattle, kind of a lot like, in a progressive sense, like Santa Monica. Not as expensive to live there. New Yorkers buy three times the kombucha as the national average. All right, so there we have all you needed to know and then some about kombucha, whatever it is, kombucha. So we'll proceed with some more info from Jack on a new study that's been done by the French, drawing attention to the link between processed foods and cancer. I think that this was a big study, 100,000 plus people, Jack. And we're talking about things that come out of restaurants. We're talking about things coming out of the grocery store. Where do these processed foods, ultra processed foods that people eat? I thought there was less of it being eaten in Europe than in America. Is that not the case?
Well, there's always something new that comes out because most of this stuff is pretty faddish. And yes, there's less of it going on over there than there is going over here. There's a greater emphasis on preventive health in Europe than there is here. Again, it comes down to the dollar, because the United States, of like 42 industrial countries, is the only one that doesn't have universal health care. And when the government has to pick up the health care bill, they're going to push what really works. So you see a lot of information coming out from the government in these countries, especially the UK, warning people about these kinds of things. And what are we talking about? We're talking about mass-produced packaged breads and buns, sweet or very spicy potato chips, chocolate bars that are less than 70% chocolate, soft drinks, meatballs, poultry, fish nuggets, stuff that's prepared ahead of time, instant noodles and soups, frozen or shelf life ready meals that all you got to do is microwave them, foods that are made entirely from sugars and bad oils and bad fats, this kind of stuff. They looked at it and they found there was a direct relationship between people who these kinds of foods make up the majority of their diet and the incidence of cancer. And it was published in the British Medical Journal. And they said, one of the finishing statements, if the amount of ultra processed food increased by 10%, the number of cancers increased by 12%. Hmm. So there's, you know, it needs more study. Now, they're not going to say that, you know, that the processed lunch meat causes cancer. They're just going to say there is an association here. We need more research. But look what's in this stuff.
There's a certain, common sense, ding, 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 anybody home? Yeah. What we know about the wrong fats and stuff being cooked in these things, anything that's instant that you get, a lot of sweet things, as you were discussing. And this was a study over 5 years of mostly middle-aged women, right? You underscored that. Yep. And so it seems to me, my daughter and I were having this conversation the other day, and she said, well, you know, a lot of people can't afford to eat the right way, so this is hand. You know, and God love my daughter.
No, that's not
true.
She's
very smart, but that's not really.
Megan's
that
not
isn't
right.
Really true.
That isn't true.
No, it isn't.
The more you eat nutrient dense food, the less you need. When you're eating food like I just was talking about here a second ago, you're not getting the essential micronutrients that your brain is craving. And so it compels you with more hunger and more hunger and more hunger to eat more, to eat more, to eat more, because it's trying to get what it needs to survive.
Right. Yeah.
When you give it in a nutrient-dense source, you're going to find out you're eating far less food.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not hungry.
Right.
And you have no cravings or desire for anything else.
There you go. There's a good thing to think about. All right. I mentioned that women who do a lot of cleaning around the house could be in store for a problem with their lungs. There's a new study out suggesting household cleaning products might do as much damage to your lung as smoking cigarettes. You know how you hear from time to time about women, is becoming more frequent, actually, the number of women dying of lung cancer who have not smoked. And this may be the key that's been unlocked. 6,000 people participated in this study that found women who use cleaning products at home or at work see dramatic decreases in lung functionality over the years. In fact, continued exposure to all of these products is about as bad as smoking a pack or two of cigarettes a day if you've done it for 10 to 20 years. Study also suggests, Jack, that there's no difference in lung function between men who routinely use cleaning products and those who don't. So it's more with women. Fewer men work with cleaners anyway, I think, than do women. I'm not sure about the
stats. But there's other sources. There's other sources, people who work around the petroleum industry. And interestingly enough, the number one job in America for men, and it's rather exclusive in this group, but the number one job for men in America who end up with lung problems that go on are professional golfers.
Really?
Because they're
out on the course with all of that stuff on the greens, that cancerous stuff.
That's right, that have had months of preparation by the greenskeeper to make the thing look good on television. Number one for women, hairdressers, who are constantly breathing those kinds of chemicals. And it's like somebody who starts smoking. They get a little bit of a cough at first, and then there's nothing. And probably for years and years before the real problems begin to show up. And this study, I haven't read it. I'd like to, but I probably couldn't endorse it any more than I already have without reading it, simply because I run across this stuff in practice all the time. Remember, a third of all lung cancers are in people who do not smoke. Where's it coming from?
It's coming from the environment. Being around carpeting. The stuff that's in carpet. You do wall-to-wall carpeting, you're signing your death warrant. You'll lose 10 years off your life if you breathe that crap in. It's really awful. It ought to be outlawed, but it isn't because there's too much money in it. So, you know, you get yourself exposed to it, and it's your tough luck. It's really horrible, that stuff. Wall-to-wall carpeting,
Another reason for a powerfully strong immune response inside the body to handle these kinds of poisons.
All right. We got a question from somebody this week, and it really has to do, actually, it's tied into another survey that I talked about on the air, I think, a few days ago. Kara, you can maybe refresh my memory as to when I talked about this. I remember talking about it, but I don't remember when I did, because I go through some of this stuff and have so much material in my head. I don't remember. It seems like I just talked about it. It may have been a week ago or a month ago. At any rate, the number of years you live, depending on what you do, in part. I found the story, Jack, of this fellow who's 106 years old. You may have heard me telling the story on the air, who is a barber. He stayed working, still cuts hair a couple of days a week. He lives to go to that barber shop and visit with his clients.
Absolutely.
And that's why he has stayed. That's his longevity quotient. Yeah. If you're doing something you really like, if you feel like there's a purpose to your life, you will add 7 to 10 years to your life without question,
We have a podcast on this fellow who was born and raised in Greece, fought for the U.S. troops in World War II, got American citizenship, came to America, became a construction contractor in Florida, contracted lung cancer, was given 6 months to live, and didn't want to die in America. He wanted to go back to Greece. So he goes back to Greece so he can die with his ancestors. He spends 2 or 3 hours in the morning tending to his garden. And then he spends the rest of the day down at the pub playing dominoes with his friends and drinking wine. It was 103 at the last time this report was given. Doing what he loves, getting away from the stress that suppresses the immune response.
I had a story yesterday. I was just trying to find it, and I can't, about a fellow who was given, he had cancer, and it was a really serious cancer. And he was told he had 4 months to live, get your things in order. And he decided, okay, I'm going to do this. He's climbed Mount Everest. This was, by the way, he was, I think he was 13 or 14. He was just a kid.
Yeah, he's 29. Hodgkin's. Didn't he have Hodgkin's?
Yeah, right. 29 years old now. And he's had cancer twice, and he just beat it because his attitude, what he eats, his attitude, all that stuff plays into. So if somebody says to you, you have cancer and you're probably going to die, then I would say, screw you. I'm not going to live by that statistic and go for it. Maybe it'll work and maybe it won't, but it's certainly worth the try, isn't it? If you like life.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes. You just change the environment that caused that kind of a problem to emerge. One is the levels of stress you're dealing with. The other is your diet. Those are the two most powerful contributing factors.
You know what? Also, you can measure. This is something I like to do because I like strength. I like being strong. And so I keep one of those grip things in the car when I'm driving. I'm always squeezing my hands to keep them. And I grew up around cows, milking cows. And so my hands and my grip has always been, you, I think, said to me once, ooh, don't shake my, I didn't say don't shake my hand, but you also, you said, oh, that's quite a shake. If you, there's a study out that shows that hand strength is a better predictor of mortality than blood pressure. That you can, there are all kinds of devices around. There's a dynamometer, I think is what it's called. You can figure out how, by pressing it, how strong your grip is. And if you have a good, strong grip, that's going to help you. It's just one of the indicators of living a long life. So practice that. Keep strength in your body. There's nothing better, I think, aesthetically, than muscle on men and women. I think as women, you see more and more women as they get older now, not just trying to lift weights enough to keep their bones and muscle strong, but to develop that look. And that also is quite sexy, if I do say so myself. Maybe I'm the only one who's going to say that, but
No. You know, when a woman hits menopause, she's going to put on an extra 10 to 20 pounds of weight anyway, because that's just the way the system works. Yeah. The ovaries producing less estrogen. Fat cells will produce estrogen when called upon to do so. But they can still have that tone about them.
Yes.
That comes from not sitting on the couch 8 hours a day. And I'm certainly not trying to sound sexist by that. But when they stay physically active, and sometimes
fat guys sit on the couch all day long.
Well,
too.
Sometimes women become even more physically active when they hit menopause. This trigger
older.
Inside of them says, get moving. And they still have a wonderful tone to them, even though they put on a few pounds.
All right. So not only is hand strength important, but I saw something important as far as your longevity is concerned. Remember when I was in your office and I was doing the foot stand 1 foot at a time?
Yeah.
And Mary had tested me with this last year and I didn't do very well. So she gave me a couple of things from Standard Process. I forget what they were. And then a few minutes later, she said, well, I did better at first anyway of standing. You, anybody listening right now, try this. If you're somewhere where you can stop what you're doing and you're on your feet, try standing on your left foot for a while without help, not leaning on a chair anywhere. You put your arms out a little bit. And then try standing on your right leg for a little while. See how long you can count before you can't hold yourself up. I used to be bad at that. Now I'm much better at it as I've been practicing it. But it's really a good indicator as to how long you will live.
The product is RNA. Just ribonucleic acid.
Right.
It's RNA.
Right.
It's derived from food. And it's the messenger signal between your DNA and cell function.
Yep.
And when you take this, boy, I'll tell you, you can get some pretty fast reaction of improved brain activity that is manifested through balance.
Speaking of improvement, let's improve your overall well-being with Krill Omega. Say it again, Doug. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. There's no question you need omega-3s. Jack will tell you that. But what form of them should you take? Fish oil, omega-3s come in krill oil as well. And so the debate went on for a long time until finally Purity Products bit the bullet, put them both together in the same small pill. So you get krill oil and omega-3 oils together in Krill Omega 50 Plus. It has CoQ10 in it for energy. So the fish oil that comes is basically how you keep your heart healthy, your cardiovascular system functioning, get blood to your brain, to your muscles, all over the important areas of your body. The skin's the biggest organ. Get the blood to your skin. This is a great, great enhancing product.
There are volumes. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's volumes of research on this.
Yep.
Volumes of peer-reviewed research in double-blind studies of omega-3s and what it does to improve the health of the heart. I mean, volumes. Yet if I went out on the street as a licensed healthcare professional and started telling people you can get over your heart disease if you'll increase omega-3s in your diet, yep, I can get in serious trouble from the FDA, even though there are volumes of study to prove that.
So, prove it to yourself. Get a hold of Purity Products at 800-355-1493 and get a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Free, yes. Pay shipping, that's it. 800-355-1493. Take Jack's advice. Call now for this free offer, Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Jack has a podcast. He and his wife do a podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com that focuses on a lot of the issues. Victoria and Jack just talking off the air about flu. Apparently, one of the things we talk about in the podcast that I'm just making reference to at GoodDayHealthShow.com, Jack's contribution is a warning to women who are pregnant. Don't get a flu shot. And so in carrying it one step further, Jack, talking with Victoria about the things that are in, you said some things just a few minutes ago I didn't know or in a flu shot. Maybe we ought to spend a minute talking about the reasons, because you and Ken Kronhaus differ on this 100%. We talked for a long time about mercury being in the cheaper flu shots, and that's what they use for preservatives, so to keep the value of the flu shot longer, and then that was taken out. I didn't know aluminum was put in its place.
Well, it's to satisfy those who've been scared to death by putting the most neurotoxic material outside of radioactive stuff inside the body, which is mercury, of course. But aluminum is also extremely neurotoxic.
In other words, aluminum causes dementia, Alzheimer's. Oh, yeah. You get that stuff in your brain.
Yeah, why would you want to shoot that into your system? These things, you're told that these things are put in there for a preservative. There's several other preservatives in there. But the
what could they use as a preservative that wouldn't hurt you? Aluminum is cheap, and obviously mercury was cheap. But
That question stems from the premise that the shot would be okay without the aluminum or the mercury.
Right. Yes.
But there's so many other chemicals in there. It's not a secret. It's not a mystery. All you have to do is ask. May I see the insert that came in the package with the vial? And you read it and then read the side effects. They're printed there with it. And when you read the contents of what's in a vaccine, most people think it's just a couple of ounces of sterile water and an attenuated or dead bug that's in there. It's not true. There are many, many chemicals present. We have podcasts on this at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are many chemicals present that are designed to do a lot of different things, but it's designed to utterly shock the connection between the immune alliance inside the body and the nervous system to recognize and force the body to build antibodies. And it does. Within 2 weeks, you'll have antibodies to what's taken place. But you've seriously got the cart before the horse. The normal immune response in the body is for the body to go through a 6th stage when you get exposed to something. And then within 7 to 10 days, your body builds antibodies to what you've been exposed to. That's what's coming out in our next podcast this week. And then you've got lifetime immunity to that. But when you take the chemical route, you poison the system, and you create what's known as immune system dysregulation. Your immune system's upside down, and suddenly you've got an autoimmune disease.
Well, this is all the more reason to enhance your immune system. That's where you're really, not with everybody, but most people who are using Balance of Nature products. They formulated natural health products that help your body feel healthy, maintain balance. It's a physical thing. And you find the supplements that are basically ripened fruits and vegetables. They enhance your immune system 700%. So you want to get onto that bandwagon. Try the first month free at balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV.